Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry podcast live. And I have a guest today. His name is Frank Boy. Look at him. I don't know what he's doing. I'm trying to do the show, and he's like biting all these wires and stuff. And I guess he's asking for attention. I mean, look, is he praying? You want to say hi, buddy? He is praying. I don't know what's up. He's trying to tell me something. He's got water. He's got food. What do you think? You just want to be on the show? You just want to be on the show? You want to show off? For you audio listeners, I know you're missing it, but there's just a massive cat just on the show right now purring. And yeah, look at this guy. Dudes, look at this. Look. What the hell is going on? What are you doing? I got to do the show, buddy. All right? Go bother mama. My shirt is all furry now. How's it going, man? How's it going? We're going to have a chill morning today. I've got some informer segments that people sent me. And I was a little late today because I was just, watching science, you know? I was watching science, dude. I was watching science and learning, you know what I mean? And there's this person on TikTok, and he leads some very scientific studies, if you will, right? And, you know, I was just like, oh, let me study some of these new phenomenons, you know? And I will share those phenomenons with you right now. Let's see if I could find this. This is just random. This is random. Like, I didn't plan this for the show. And I was, because I saw, Kelly had to do personal training session, and you know what I'm saying? I had to just stay upstairs and let her do her thing and, you know, work and stuff, right? Oh, I forgot to set up my other thing too, my second screen here. Man, I'm just all over the place right now. I was just chilling. I thought I had time. I woke up. I was just sipping on coffee, you know, waiting for Kelly to finish. And then Kelly finished, and I was, you know, I was on a scientific expedition. You know what I mean? And I just thought, like, you know, maybe I should share these discoveries with my friends as well. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to share that with you right now, what I was checking out. Yeah, it's definitely a scientific discovery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely.
And yeah, so this is the person right here. Have you guys ever heard of BBL or not? You guys ever heard of that? Scientific, it's a field of study where, you know, this one man who's doing the Lord's work, really. He
BBL or not.
He explains whether a person has a BBL or not.
Nutrition by Bell. 176,000 followers on Instagram. All of her content is wearing gym clothes.
It's just
straight away.
I'll
make it really
work.
Easy to not take too long through this video. I absolutely do not think she has a BBL, and this is the reason why. A good pair of high waisted tights will suck.
His, it's his booty jacks on his sweatshirt.
The stomach in, and then let the hips and the glutes sit out. This is what all these companies are spending millions of dollars to do, to make you feel better about yourself when you're wearing these tights. So even though in some of her images of her wearing high-waisted tights, it does look like a BBL, she has a wide hip, small waist genetics. She looks absolutely natural. She actually posts really good content. So I would recommend actually following Nutrition by...
I mean, I followed her immediately. But, you know, he does these, and he has, you know, he has that's his girl right there. But, you know, it was a very good, very educational video.
BBL or not, fit by Scarlett. Let's have it cruise through. This is the first time I've seen her profile. I haven't done any studying, so we're just going to free for all this one. Most of the thumbnails or the videos of her either in tight leggings that are going to make her waist smaller and her butt bigger. Remember, all these legging companies, they spend millions of dollars to make you look amazing and look like you have a BBL in these leggings. Sure, of course, you've still got to have big glutes. So,
but anyway, that's I don't want to dwell too much on that, but that's what I was getting into, just drinking coffee, like BBL or not, you know? Very scientific. Very scientific. I hope I didn't get anyone in trouble at work. There's just ass like on their screen, you know? But yeah, that's, I was watching that and Susu JPG videos. And then I was like, oh man, I got to do the show, you know? How y'all doing this morning, man? Drop what y'all are carrying in the chat, of course. You know what I mean? Drop what y'all are carrying in the chat. That's always what we do in the beginning of the show. And remember to head over to the greatest website of all time, patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. It is where you can see a person who does not have a BBL, but has a big butt. That is the Kelly, you know, the baddie of the Everyday City Carry. She's only available on Patreon now. We do a 1 hour long podcast every Sunday, and it's a lot of fun, man. You know, Patreon fam always popping up. You got a bunch of the folks here on the Patreon as well. So definitely tune into that. Patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. It's exclusive. You can get it on YouTube channel members as well. But on Patreon, you have access to Patreon DMs, which is like the shit. So we got Ian Coates in here, Echo D. Ian Coates is the early morning champ. Look at that, 8.02 a.m. with the morning, you sluts. yeah, Echo D, Matt Hoff in here. We be chilling. We be chilling. And people are going to start trickling in, of course. That's how it always works. Ray needs cat ears for headphones. let's see, keep going down here. Got John being here as well. Science has changed since I left school. Just ordered my first Max Ace, the Meerkat. Interesting. You know what? I don't have any Max Ace knives, man. And I should, I think. Right? I should, right? Shouldn't I? I'm looking it up right now. Aaron B. I'm gonna check that out. Aaron always comes in with, like, you know, some cool stuff, man. He's always buying stuff, dude. Aaron B has to be rich, I think. He's just buying, bro. Every time he hits me up, he's like, yo, I just got this. I'm like, yo, how many are you gonna get? Which one is it? Because I googled Max Ace Meerkat, and it's just a bunch of different Max Ace. So I'm assuming it's one of these. It's probably one of these. I am gonna get some stuff from... You know, it always feels good as a content creator when you wake up and a company is like, hey, which one of these do you want? And concept, that was the first message that popped up. When I go through my notifications in the morning, it's like a whole line. Like, you can't, like, cycle through it. You know what I mean? And, you know, they were like, hey, do you want, you know, they sent me three of their new lines, and they were like, pick two of them, and then I picked the Fenrir and I think the Tuckmore or something like that, and probably gonna get those pretty soon. I've always wanted a concept knives Fenrir, and I think I'm finally gonna have one. You know what I mean? The concept Fenrir, look, it looks crazy. It's like a crazy looking knife. People told me it's really good. That's what people told me. People told me it's great, yeah. I'm gonna get it's a different color though. It's like marbled carbon farb, you know what I'm saying? It's none of these colors right here. These are the old ones. So they have new ones coming out. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy looking knife. And then what's a Tuckmore? Tuckmore. I don't know if that's gonna be online yet. Yeah, one of these. I was like, all right, let me get one of them. I think I picked the green one, actually, because I wanted to match my green fit, dude. But yeah, man, you know, it's always cool to wake up to that marbo carbo farb. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, leave it to Max Ace and call it a small knife of 7.5 inches, yo. Word, yo. Yo, what's up, Mark Ridgewell? What's up, dude? We got people in here. We got peeps in here just chilling. Yo, no. Matt Hoff has to go, man. Thank you for always coming through, bro. I appreciate that. He's always sneaking in here to, like, chill. Yeah, man, some of the coolest things right now. I didn't show this last time. I think Reza was asking me to show it on the show. This is the let's get this thing situated a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I got the here you go right here. This is the Ryko, the Null Knives Proto right here, which is, you know, I'm probably gonna get it, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm going to get this exact model because, like, you got to be big baller to get this, bro. Look at the Timascus or Mokutai, Zerkutai, whatever it is, yo. Can anyone tell me what the difference between Zerkutai and Mokutai are? So apparently, like, Timascus and Mokutai are, like, interchangeable. I don't know. I Googled it. And that's what people just say different things. And then you add Zerkutai to it. So it's like, what is what exactly? Do you know what is what? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this is the Ryko right here. You got S90V, Warncliffe, and it is awesome. It is awesome. There are some similarities to the Raiden. It is like a stretched out Raiden almost. But I think I like the Raiden a lot, okay? But I think that the Ryko is, it fits my hand better. It's so nice. Oh my God. It is so fucking nice, man. Ian says probably different metals. Yeah, I agree with you on that. But it's like, bro, they look the same, dude. It's like swirly titanium shit. Eugene Crab says the legendary Pokemon. I'm not sure. I think it says the embodiment of thunder and lightning. I have the little spec sheet here, and it says, so where did Ryko come from? Japanese means lightning. That is actually my name. The way my name is spelled is R-A-I, so it means lightning. It is a precursor to many pop culture references, including Raiden, the god of thunder and lightning in Japanese mythology. Ryko, also spelled Raiju, is the companion of Raiden, and the two are ultimately intertwined with one another. He didn't talk about the Pokemon. Oh, here we go. While Raiden is the god of thunder and lightning, Ryko is better known as the Thunder Beast, whose physical form usually takes on that of a fox cloaked in lightning. That's from Pokemon. There you go, right there. But yeah, it is, dude, it is definitely legendary. That is one thing I can say about it. This thing is awesome, dude. This is awesome right here. Whew. Yeah, it's really nice, man. Raichu is the evolved form of Pokemon, of Pokemon Pikachu. Dude, I should have sponsors where they just send me cups and I drink on the show. You know what I mean? Like, it'll just say, like, Knives Plus. You know what I mean? Get a little bit of that geish. So I did get some Informer segments sent in, and we will look at that in a little bit. I'm trying to see if there's anything else in here that I have. Oh, yeah, here you go. Here's a funny story right here, and he might be lurking in here. Sometimes he is. This is the Monterey Bay Knife Sea Otter loaned to me by our good friend Fox. And this did well. This got a lot of buzz, got a lot of comments on Instagram. And people love this thing, you know, for good reason. I love it as well. I'm still undecided on what I'd rather have, a CRK or an MBK Sea Otter. I'm leaning more towards Sea Otter, but then, like, I get the CRK in my hand, and we did this. I was in Fox's car, and I was like, man, I like the CRKs a lot, too. You know, he had a small Sabenza 31. And we were, like, just flipping this shit, you know. But the thing is, you can't really flip this heavy, dude. You can, but not like you can with the Sea Otter. And the Sea Otter, I feel like, has a tougher look to it, aesthetically. The Sabenza 31, I think, is definitely more, like, gentleman's folder-like. But this has a tougher look to it. Like, CRK grew up, you know, Silver Spoon and the Sea Otter from the streets, bro. You know, from the streets and like made it. Like now he has money. He like from the streets though. CRK is like, you know, Silver Spoon. You know what I mean? Both good, but this is the dog right here. You know what I'm saying? There's a dog right here. But yeah, it's funny because Brandon from Everyday Minimalist was like, bro, I will trade you. I will do a trade heavily in your favor, you know, for this knife. I told him it was Fox's and he's like, yo, tell him I will do a trade heavily in his favor. And I told him that, you know, this is Fox said this is a keeper because you just can't get this. You just can't. It's so hard to get this that the dude from MBK Sanford, right? He was like walking around Blade Show, and if you knew him, like he would just sell you a Sea Otter. Like what? Like he didn't even have a booth. Like, yeah, this is it's a really, really nice knife. You know, in a perfect world, I would just love to own like a Sebi and this one, you know, and just you know, they're kind of interchangeable in my opinion. You know what I mean? If I'm wearing like something a little dressier, I'd probably go CRK, right? But if I'm like semi-formal, this would be a good one. This is, I think this is a good like little everyday guy right here. I do think the action breaks in smoother on the Sea Otter because you could see this, like it almost feels like bearings, dude. It's crazy. And it is USA made as well. I think it's made in-house or something. Matt Hoff is sneaking in. I might be selling the new Benza. The ergos aren't comfortable for me. Makes my carpal tunnels flare up. I don't know. I liked it. You know, the thing with Chris Reeve knives is like, I always say this, is like, that is the knife that you can hand to a person that doesn't know anything about knives, and they'll be like, yo, this feels premium, you know, because it's like the epitome of like fit and finish and like class in that price range. Because that's exactly how I felt when I held one for the first time. I think it was a Sebenza 21 even. It wasn't even 31. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, because, you know, I tried a bunch of knives already at that time, and I've never felt anything like that. But it was just crazy. I have long fingers. Think palming a basketball size fingers. Oh, okay, so Aaron B sling a big dick probably, you know. Oh, Brawny is here. What's up, bro? Fellow content creator, Barbarian Brawny, dude. I always see your videos on TikTok, bro. And I always like give it a heart. You know what I mean? I always try to do that whenever I see my friends. You know, on the TikTok or on somewhere, like even if I don't watch the vid, bro, like I'm gonna heart that, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give it that heart. $500 is a steal for how much time, detail, tension, and machining they put into their knives. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like I think that's the argument for the Sea Otter is that the Sea Otter is $400, you know, it's $400 flat, I think, even, and it is made in the USA, and there's work on this, like. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely work on it. But, you know, like I said, in a perfect world, I just want to have both of them in my collection. Because it's just something that I think collectors should have. You know what I mean? It's like a staple or something. And, you know, Fox is right to not trade that shit. Fox is right to not trade that. I've got a cat there. He's just hanging out. Look at him. Frankie. He's chilling. I think Kelly's upstairs right now. CRK could be rosy, but they price their knives well. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Rosies are on a different class, bro. Like, I got to flick one at New York Custom Knife Show, and I've never felt anything like that. Yeah. It's pretty much the same way I felt when I held a CRK. Is the first time I held it. I'm like, oh, this is the $1,000 thing that people try to get? Like, let me see. And then I flipped it open thinking I knew, you know, and felt everything. Because I just check, your boy just checks out so many knives a month, man. You know what I'm saying? Just thousands, bro. Just thousands of thousands a year. And yeah, that's got its own thing going on, man. Really got its own thing going on. Ian, you got to remember, Ian says, I flicked the Rosie and ATL smooth. Yeah, it's also like how light the fucking thing is, dude. Like you, the way it looks, I think I had a frag pattern one in my hand. Anything knife related on Instagram had it. And I, you know, you hold this thing, right? Like you look at a knife and you kind of get a, you kind of could judge like what this thing is going to feel like, you know, like, you know, for the most part, the EMP EDC relative like feels the way that it looks, you know what I mean? It's snappy, you know, got a little bit of heft to it, right? You know, when you look at the, when you look at an Oz Machine company, Roosevelt, like you think that it should have heft. Like you're going to get some weight to it, right? That thing is light as fuck, dude. It is so light the way it feels when you hold it in your hand. It's insane. I think that is the most preposterous thing about it is you hold it and you're like, how is this thing that's got this crazy action? You know, it's a frag pattern titanium. And like, it's just, it's so light, bro. Like you're just holding it like in disbelief, you know? Another one, if you guys ever get to try one that'll make you feel that way, is the Winter Blade Co. Factor. You're just going to be like, what is happening even? Right? Also, the Mirage. That's the one with the magnetic thing. When you press the bar, it just upsweeps open. Like, it doesn't make sense to our knife brains because knives don't do that. So I like that feeling. I like that feeling, you know, where I'm like, oh. And then I turn into, you know, Al Pacino. Oh, this is a knife. Oh. It's a knife. It's a good knife. Oh, I like that. I like feeling that way. That's the best thing. It is 20-minute mark now, so let's.
They make the frogs gay.
I pressed the wrong button.
They make the frogs. They make the frogs.
I pressed
gay.
The wrong button, dude. I know the phrase "it disappears in your pocket" is cliche, but I feel a Rosie totally would. Yeah. Yes, dude. Have you tried any slings from Black Canvas Accessories, says John B. John B, I have not. I have tried slings from Chrome Industries, which you can get from Amazon, which is probably one of my favorite slings because the the sling part has a buckle on it, like a seatbelt buckle. So you just unbuckle it and it's easy to take off and put back on. And it sounds awesome too. It's like, I really like that one, but the problem with, I have not found the perfect sling. I haven't. Because the perfect sling, it would be something where, like, I don't need the extra pouches to organize. You know what I'm saying? And the Chrome Industries Cadet, the problem with it is organization. There's not enough organization in the bag that I need to carry, like, you know, two pouches, probably. Two pouches and like some other stuff, you know, that's got to be loose. The Tomtok sling, the bigger one that I showed you earlier, that's on Amazon as well. That one's good. It's good. But the actual materials on the inside, it's not an expensive sling. I think it's like 50. But the materials on the inside, it's not the best. You know what I mean? Alpaca gear, the materials are crazy. They're so good. I have an Alpaca Gear Bravo sling, which is really good. It's made out of X-Pack, and it's awesome. It's awesome. So Alpaca is a good one to look at. Alpaca Gear. That's a really, really good one. Yo, what's up, Steve? Anyone getting in on the Truffles Kickstarter? Yeah, that's today. It's $179 for the early bird, which is only today. And then I think it's like $180-something after. So if you want the Truffles, definitely get on that. I don't have it on me anymore. I'd show it to you guys, but that is a good one to check out. Another thing that's dropping today is the Creature. You know what I mean? Let's look at some Truffle stuff. We're gonna do the voting thing in a second. But since someone brought that up, and I want to give them some shine, I know all of us here have already checked it out, but, you know, I got to give the friends some shine. You know what I'm saying? That's why they, you know, fuck with me, these companies, because I talk about them. This is the Aurora Knife and Tool. The Truffles launches today, 8/4. What is this? Let's see. You were oh, my God. Okay. That's so funny. Look, it's like Truffles, dude. That's hilarious. And that is Melody right there doing the Batusi. So at 10 a.m. CST, which I don't even know what that is, EST, that's when the truffle is happening. So it's launching today. They wanted to launch it on the 2nd, but there you go. It's good truffles. It's a cool little knife, man. That's all I got to say. I really dig it. This is my little video on it here. It's a very, very interesting one. Yeah, I really dig it, man.
Same thing about it towards the end of this video. You have a standard.
Jesus Christ, I'm so loud. But yeah, it's really cool. You got a little button lock, liner lock thing, which is awesome. And I like the grind on it, too. It's just really cool. It's like something in between minimalism and not. You know what I mean? They're changing the pocket clip part. It is going to be reversible still. It's a front flipper. You know, it's a fuller, you know, standard flipper. It's a fun little like fidgety knife that looks like it could do some work as well. I think for the most part, they made it to be fidgety, though. But I liked it. I liked it quite a bit, man. It's a good one. And the other thing that's dropping today is from Arcane Design. You guys know I like very dynamic designs, and Arcane really does that. You know, I'm always looking for, you know, kind of like Elijah Isham type stuff, RIP, right? You know, you got Kombu, you have Snex is kind of doing crazy stuff, and then you have Arcane Design also doing some crazy stuff. So this is the creature right here. I believe I have both of these. I think I have both of these right now. I haven't unboxed it yet. I'm going to unbox it a little bit later today, and I told them I'll drop two videos for them. But it is a 10 a.m. Oh, it's 10 a.m. PST. Damn, these things are dropping. Yeah, but these are dropping, and yeah, that means I should unbox it right away. Fuck. What's 10 a.m. PST? What is that? Is that like way later EST? Let's see. I'm Googling it right now. That's 1 p.m. Okay, I got some time. But yeah, this is also dropping. The creature. It's nice, dude. Arcane is fire, bro. I like Arcane Design because you could just tell like it's their knife. You know what I mean? That's the sign of good design. You know what I'm saying? Ray, are you a knife steel snob? I am not, because I believe the thing should be priced fairly. So depending on the materials, I look at that. You know, but mainly I'm an action ergonomics and aesthetics channel. But I do care about materials when it comes to the price. You know what I'm saying? Now, when it comes to like steel, I go off of what my friends tell me that are experts in the field. You know, Jared Neves will be like, yo, that has good heat treat. You know, he'd be like, yo, Kunwoo takes the heat treat seriously. And I'm going to listen to the guy that sharpened thousands of knives. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out there steel testing it. I'm not out there in the woods feathering sticks, brother. You feel me? So I'm cutting boxes. I'm cutting boxes and I'm flipping knives open and I'm looking at them. That's pretty much what I do with my collection. Like, I'm not going to be honest. Like, I don't need to be like some EDC people. Like, yo, I hard use my shit. You know what I mean? Yo, I hard use my body, bro. You know what I'm saying? I hard use my body, dude. You know, does that make me a man? You know, does it make me less of a man that I don't hard use my shit? And some people think that way, and I'm just like, nah. You know what I mean? Hey, nah. But yeah, to answer your question, though, I'm not a steel snob. I care about it, but it is not a deal breaker. If a cool knife is priced well and it's got a budget steel on it like D2 or 14C28N, you know, it's fine. It just has to be priced well. Like, I'm not going to be paying $250 for like some D2 blade. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not doing that. Shout out to MWK. Support the homie by hitting the like button. That new Kunwoo that looks like a Ron Evo and Vanex is fire. What is it called? I know Metal Complex just checked it out. It looks really cool. Yeah, to me, that's like, you know, to me, that's what matters the most. Action, ergonomics, and aesthetics. The AEA. I like my Magna Cut at 69-420. Yo, that's hilarious, dude. The Padre, is that what it's called? The Kunwu one? Bagged him out at 69, bro. Yeah, I mean, I was actually thinking about making a video, five types of people you come across in the EDC community or in the knife community. And then like one of them was going to be the steel snob guy. That's just like, yo, this HRC is fucking trash, you know? And I was going to dress up as different characters, but I'm like, oh, it's going to take so much time, you know? It'll probably do well, but because it'll make some people mad, you know? And that's what you want when you make these types of videos, you know, in order to go viral, you need to. I have like some fire ideas. I have this video ideas doc where it has a lot of stuff like that. But it's like, you know, because I don't have a day job, but at the same time, I do have a day job, you know, because even though I work freelance for Urban EDC, like I am making 4 videos a day for them and posting, writing captions, things like that. So even though like it's the best job in the world, you know what I'm saying? Because I make knife videos for one of the best companies out right now. You know, it still takes time. So where as opposed to like, you know, some of my homies like Jared of Neve's Knives or Metal Complex, it's like they work for themselves, dude. Like they just run their channels, you know, which is I guess that would be the goal. Is for the channel to be self-sustaining where I don't need clients. Whereas right now I pretty much have like a few clients and I make money through that because ad revenue for me is totally in the shitter. MagnaCut is overhyped, especially on folders. S45VN has higher edge retention and take S45VN and save money. I was reading about this on PM2OG's page and he's pretty like going super hard on the MagnaCut thing. Yo, what's up, Josh? What's going on, man? What happened to S30V? It's a great steel, and I feel like I haven't seen a new knife in that steel besides Spyderco Benchmade in like 2 years. You know what's crazy? Is the homie Fox loaned me a Spyderco, the Native 5 Salt, which is really awesome. This one is like $175-ish, $179. And I really like it, but I didn't realize that just the yellow one with MagnaCut is $150, right? And I know FRN like isn't the shit, but you know, Spyderco's FRN, especially the ones on the Native 5 Salt, are really good. And I was like, yo, for like a work knife, right, where like you don't need nothing fancy, you're gonna, you know, you got 40 boxes to tackle in the garage, it's pretty fucking good, dude, for $150. I was just thinking that the other day. I made a video on it that I'm going to release maybe the next couple of days. And I asked the audience, like, what do you think? Like, do these Spyderco knives still have room, you know, in your collection today? Like, because a lot of people just don't fuck with Spyderco or Benchmade now. They're so expensive. But the Native 5 Salt with MagnaCut at $150 is pretty good, dude, I'd say. You know, I know it's not titanium or G10, but I think it's pretty good. Can it cut tape? Look, Matt Huff says I'm good at 440C. Can it cut tape? That's so funny. Give me 154cm and I'm happy. Let's be honest, for 99% of us, even D2 is enough on EDC. I would say that, yeah. You know, for people that do hard work with their knives, you're going to, you know, steel really matters, but I'd say for the majority of the people that are collecting, it doesn't, you know. And the people that are saying like, oh, I hard use my shit every day, like you're probably like forcing yourself into these situations to try to do it. It's not like a task that you need to complete, you know what I mean? I just don't fall in that category. I don't have that kind of philosophy. I treat collecting EDC gear just like every other collecting hobby. Like, you know what I mean? Yes, they are super useful and I do use my stuff on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, I'm still just looking at them because I think they're super dope. I'm still picking them up because I think they're cool. You know what I mean? And I think I have so much fun because of that, you know? And I've said this in almost every live show. Do not you lose that childlike wonderment of wanting to try everything, because you will never be bored in this hobby if you don't lose that. Some people get really jaded. They learn a lot and they just say, you know, they see a knife, they don't even enjoy it anymore. They're picking it apart right away. And I don't ever want to be that. You know, I'm going to promise you guys I'm never going to be like that. You know, like I've been in this game for almost for 5 years at least now. And, you know, this past year, I've checked out more knives than I've ever done in the past 5 years. And I'm never going to lose that childlike wonderment of seeing a bladed object with some steel on it and not wanting to try it for you guys, because I want to fucking try everything. I would love the Deca for 119 here. Only one shop has a Deca and it's 220. Oh my God, bro. That's so expensive, dude. That's crazy. Corrosion is the most important because you can't always sharpen, but if it rusts, you're in trouble. True. That is one that is a concern. Let's do this fun thing right now. So we're going to go here right now. This is sent in. This informer segment was sent in by Fox. And he said, bro, you can vote on Cavizo right now for which Sharp by Design knife they're going to sell or whatever. And look, it says, we're back to the drawing board with our most anticipated collaboration yet. Reviving a fan favorite design by Brian Adele of Sharp by Design, the Mini Tempest. Chime in below to make your preferences heard. Polls will remain open for 1 week only. Final product announcement to follow on August 14th. So you can choose right here. You got to make a choice, Bowie or Drop Point. If y'all want to do this, it's free. I think it'll be fun. So just let me drop the link in the chat right now if you want to do it yourself. And you can follow along with me, you know. I think it'll be a fun thing to do. And, you know, shout out to Fox, man, for coming through with this link, because this is dope, dude. You know, because, like, we get to, like, vote for a Mini Tempest and, like, not pay for it. All right, so I'm going to go to Bowie or Drop Point. Damn, this is really tough, bro. Fuck. Oh, man. Damn. What do y'all think, yo? What do y'all think? I think I'm going to go Drop Point. Look at Ian Cole said Bowie, bro. Yo, Ian, do it, dude. Grab the link and then vote for your own thing. Man, like Drop Point is the basic bitch answer and Bowie is like the cool answer, you know? Right? That's what it is. It's definitely an answer. Yeah, Bowie's the cooler answer. Drop Point is kind of like the simpler. I'll go Bowie too then. I think Ian convinced me, bro. I'm very influenced by my friends and shit. All right, I'm going to do Bowie. Okay, I'm going to vote. All right. Okay, there you go. Show results. Let's see what they got. Oh, Bowie, yo, 792. Damn, mad people are voting, bro. That's dope. All right, so we're going to go to the next one here. Blade deployment. Oh, I'm going to put my email here as well. Right, get notified. Yes, okay. Blade deployment. I'm going front flipper, son. I'm a front flipper boy. Let's do show results. Let's see. Oh, it is so close. It is so close, dude. It is so close right now. The results are so close. The flipper tab is 51, front flipper is 48. God damn it. People need to learn how to use the front flipper, man. God damn it, dude. You know, I think front flipping is my favorite thing. And look, I'm going to show you guys again. All right. If you smoke weed, just pretend you are lighting a bong, okay? And then just look, watch. That is how you front flip. Just pretend you're lighting a bong. Look. Also, don't flip in front of your face. That's I probably shouldn't have done that. That's how easy front flipping is. Just pretend you're lighting a bong, bro. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're gonna go down to the next one. Remember, guys, if you want to follow along, the link is in the description, is in the chat, and you can follow along doing this. Satin, stonewash, or black? Ooh. See, that's going to be tough because I want this one right here. This rainbow-ish, like, pink-blue one looks crazy. I kind of want that one. Oh, man. All right, let's do... I'm going to go black on this one. I don't usually do that, but I'm going to do black on this one. Show results. Let's see. Oh, my God. Black has no votes. Everyone's a satin boy. Everyone is a satin boy. Damn. All right. We're going to go to blade material. M390 or S90V? Fuck M390. Look, M390 is fine. I'm just saying. But everyone's tired of M390. When you put S90V, though, it's going to be more expensive, right? Am I wrong on this? Let me know. Steal people in the chat. I'm going to vote S90V, though, on this one. Okay, let's do show results. Damn, no one voted for M390. 25%, yo. 862 votes, S90V. That's crazy. All right, let's go down here. Yeah, that's so funny. Fistlabs is like, bong skills equals front flipper. Yeah. Oh, color. This is where it gets really tough. This is where it gets tough because... The marbled farb, the fat carb, you know what I mean? The fat carb is, these all, like, dude, I like bright colors, right? This looks crazy, right? 80s carbon, right? The Miami Vice, yo? I think I'm going to have to go Miami Vice, bro. I think I'm going to have to go Miami Vice. Shout out to GTA Vice City, one of the greatest games of all time. Oh my God, look at this shipwreck one too. Now I'm gonna go Miami Vice on this one. I'm gonna go Miami Vice. Yeah, I'm gonna go Miami Vice on that. That looks gas, dude. Oh my God, they all look so good. Damn, bro. Damn, these look sick, huh? These 80s carbon look sick too, though, man. Oh, all right, I'm gonna go Miami Vice on this. Look at that. Show results. Oh my God. The Miami Vice didn't get shit, dude. Damn, who got the most votes? All right. So Dark Matter Silver got 20. Miami Vice got 11. Damn. I think it's going to be the Dark Matter one probably. Fuck. And look, we got my homie Wayne Sharpworld doing a video on it. You know what I mean? Look at this. Cavizo, major announcement, one on one epic drop. One of the best production lives ever is coming back, and Cavizo is letting you choose how you want it. God damn. That was fun, dude. Shipwreck the best. Shipwreck looked good, too. Shipwreck looked fucking good. But I like this. I like that they did this. You know, it makes the community like feel really good. They get to choose, right? Look at that. 1,838 participants. That's crazy. I think they should do this more. You know, but I guess you would feel, but damn, the lava flow looks sick too, bro. Yeah, let me get the stuff out. So this is what I like the palettes that I like, right? 80s carbon, the plain Jane dark matter black would be gas. Frost is also gas, but I'm not as crazy about this. You know what? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go 8. I'm going to pick 5, okay? 80s carbon, dark matter, red, black. Miami Vice. I like Shipwreck. That looks sick. And then Lava Flow. I think that's 5, right? Yeah, that's fire, bro. Because I'm thinking about, like, color coordinating the carry. Like, could you imagine just a carry with, like, this many colors and then this being the centerpiece, bro? It would be sick, dude. Or, like, what is this? Like, pink and fucking blue and black? Like, an EDC kit with that? Do you know how much pop you would get on Instagram, bro? Everybody would be jicking off to your pics. They'd be J-ing your D, bro. I mean, Jane, their D. You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah, that was fun, dude. And then now, is there anything else we need to do? No, that's about it. That was pretty fire, bro. Shout out to Fox for letting us do that. That was a lot of fun. They can J my D. I don't mind. There is a, hold on. What was I going to look at now? QB. Yes, 14C28N. I think this is the other one that MWK wanted me to look at now. Where did you find that? Oh, it's right here. They got the 14 C's now. Oh, no, they don't. Oh, yeah, they do. So this is like a new Informer by MWK. So the QB tittiest, dude, is what I call it. You know, the tittiest is the one of the budget knives that have been crushing it for QB and MWK. Wanted me to check out that they had 14C28N coming now. And I see some here. Let's check it out, though, okay? So you're getting 14C28N. It's $125, and you can get titanium as well. So it's like a titanium QB Titius. So like pretty dope, dude. It's pretty good. It was a budget knife before, though. All right, so I think let's look up Titius up here. Titties are us. That's what I call it, Titius, bro. All right, so the Titius is normally $50. And man, I should get an affiliate program with QB, bro. Right? Look at this, $50. You get the D2, you get the G10. They have it in steel as well, I think. But now you can get them in titanium. And this, what is this, carbon fiber? Oh, this is like Anno, dude. What? Look at that. They got Anno on it. For $125 is pretty wild, yo. They wilding out. That's crazy. I mean, it is 14C though, so it is still a budget steel, but it's they got titanium on it now. Interesting. This is a new line, I guess. They haven't hit me up. If anyone knows any QB reps, like just tell them to hit me up, you know. Be like, hey, you should hit up Everyday City Carry. He does his life is dope and he does dope shit. But yeah, shout out to MWK for letting us know that. Because QB has some dope shit, man. I do like their budget stuff a lot. I've never bought any of their high-end ones, like higher end. Like, oh, this is gas, dude. What? Look at this blade. Wow, I want this. This is the Manganass Design OS 10. Bro, this is crazy. See, like, this is the type of shit that I buy. You know what I mean? Like, Ray has a crazy aesthetic. And then I would try to find sneakers that look like this. That's my problem right now. And also a G-Shock that looks like that. At least G-Shocks, the ones that I buy, don't cost that much. I mean, the 100, I think maybe 150 is the most expensive one I bought. But my favorite G-Shocks are only like $30. You know what I mean? I just bought one yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, my favorite model is actually these right here. The ones with the negative display. This is like $30, bro, on Amazon. I have a gray one too. But yeah, y'all know I'm into the color coding, you know what I'm saying? And this would be crazy to try to match up, dude. I have a bleach shirt that's kind of this color. This kind of salmon-y, kind of red, light red color. It's not pink really, but yeah, I want this. I want this. I want this. I got to get on their affiliate program. I should ask them, like, hey, how's it going? Do you guys have an affiliate program? Let's look that up, actually. Let's see. I like doing work on the show. You know what I mean? I click, clack. They do not. Probo affiliate program. Karen QB is an urbanist and architectural educator. All right. Shout out to MWK for doing that. Everyone go vote front flipper on that Mini Tempest. It looks stupid as a regular flipper. It's okay. I used to be G-Shock until my Apple Watch. I'm not an Apple boy. Maybe that's why. Sharif is going to have a cool upgraded version, one of his knives in November, the Grazio. Yeah, I saw that one in the Kaiser booth. I got to check it out. Ian, can you be my Kukri lookout? What do you mean, dude? What do you mean, dude? QB, I got always as a gift from others. Great price and great knives. Yeah, for sure, dude. Why do you not like front flippers? It's awesome. They're like my favorite. They're just my favorite. I don't know what it is. I just really like front flippers quite a bit, even though like I don't have any front flippers on my desk right now except for the prickle. I love them, dude. I love them so much. Ever since the Kaiser Feist 1 came out, I was like, this is the shit, dude. The Mini Tempest was designed as a front flipper, and it should stay that way. I don't know. I think we're going to let the votes do it. You know what I mean? We're going to let the votes. Bro, it is hot. It just got hot. I wanted to ask you guys this question. Do you turn your AC off when you leave the house? And if there are any HVAC people, should you turn your AC off when you leave the house? Because I've Googled this. I saw a TikTok video where they were like, don't turn it off because you're actually going to waste more power and more money. You should just leave it at a temperature that is comfortable like all year. I mean, all year, all summer. Like, so yeah, that's what they say. Like, if you're going to leave, you could turn it up like a little bit, you know, but don't turn it off because it's just using more power. Or you should find a sweet spot, you know? Yeah, see, Berto off just turning up the degrees. Yeah, and I'm, you know, I see, that's the thing is that my mom is 73 and like she might be like, that's not what I learned. You have to turn it up, right? You know, and then I'll just get like smacked upside the head or something. Yeah. I leave it at 74 and forget it. I left it at 75 all day yesterday. It's at 78 right now. It's too much. I'm like burning up right now. Because it was kind of like chilly in the morning. Maybe you should put it on 76. Let's see what happens. But yeah, man, that's one of the great questions that I was wondering. Let's see what else I have on the table right now. I've got some stuff here. What are you all carrying, by the way, dude? You should run a program where the temperature is higher when you're not home. But it should always be on. You do use more power to cool your house back down to 70 from 90. Try to keep it at 74. And does this go for portable air conditioners as well? Or does this go for only central air? Like, does this go for regular air conditioners, window units? Because I have a portable one down here in the basement. And there's a window unit upstairs, you know? So, like, what do you guys think? This is a question for the ages, dude. Like, it needs to be answered. Vosteed Corsair. Is that, like, is that an air conditioning metaphor, Brawny? It goes for all AC, says Steve Borrow. Interesting. Interesting, dude. Very interesting. The Vosteed Corsair is a good one. I have one. You guys want to see it? I do have one. Vosteed. Anyone buy that Mayhem, the Vosteed Mayhem? I know they changed the name. Did you guys buy it? Oh, he said that's what he's carrying. I'm so stupid, dude. SO Sheepsfoot, Chavez Talk, JWK Venom Jack. Yo, Madhoff. Oh, yo, he has a knife for like three people, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, Corsairs are in stock right now. Interesting. Vosteed, I'm going to say this. Vosteed knives, they sell out, bro. They sell out fast. They sell out so fast, right? Like crazy. Oh, the Thunderbird is sold out too. Damn, I was just looking at it. Man, everything's sold out right now. Let's see. I'm carrying my love and adoration for you with me and it's on. Oh my God, bro. I posted an unboxing on IG this morning. The Devo Buzz. That's one that's cool. The Street Sangre and the Wolf P. Yo, my boy with the flex, yo. Fox hit me up and he's like, bro, I got the Wolf P. And I was like, damn, this boy ballin'. Yeah, this boy ballin'. Let's see some stuff that I have that's cool here. Yeah, hit him in the stomach. Yeah. That is my impersonation of Jean-Claude Van Damme in Bloodsport. That is probably the greatest martial arts action film of, like, my generation, right? What's your favorite, like, 80s, 90s action film? You know what I'm saying? I think it's Bloodsport. For me, I think it's Bloodsport or Kickboxer. I like Bloodsport because it's like an underground like tournament, the Kumite. And it's like a bunch of different martial arts fighting each other. So it's very anime-esque, you know? And, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme is just like, hit them in the stomach! Yeah! You know? So, you know what I'm saying? I think it's Bloodsport, dude. I have Central Air. Hold on, let me read some of your comments here. My bad, guys. Let's see. I have Central Air and a window unit. Unfortunately, the jackass that previously owned my house converted the garage into a living room, but didn't upgrade the AC for the square footage. Ooh, yikes. let's see. What about Throw Mama from the Train? You're so stupid. Mark, it's like, I'm more of an old school Jackie Chan guy. So what are we talking about? Like Drunken Master? It's a good one, dude. Drunken Master. Yeah, I like Bloodsport, bro. Hit him in the stomach. Yeah. And he does the split and then does the palm strike to the guy's belly, the sumo wrestler. This is a shit, bro. And then, you know, like Bolo Young, he's like, you break my record, I break you. Yeah. That was the shit, dude. That was the shit. That was awesome, man. And any kickboxer, when his master drops the coconut on his stomach, that was the shit. Carrying the iMamba and DLT exclusive purple crewwear Yojimbo. Dude, I had to Google crewwear yesterday because Fox loaned me this Paris 3. I did a lot of Spyderco videos because Fox loaned me 3 Spydercos. And yeah, I was like, again, I asked the audience, like, does this still have a place in the EDC? In your EDC rotation today. And, you know, I haven't held a Para 3 in a while. And I have a lightweight, which is a I really don't like the lightweight. But the regular Para 3 is gas, dude. And again, priced pretty reasonably well, under $200. But I learned that crewwear was made as an upgrade to D2. I Googled it, and that's what it says. And then it says better wear and corrosion resistance or something. I forgot exactly what it said, but that's... It said it was like made as an upgrade to D2, and I did not know that. So does that mean it's like a better D2? And that's what they said it was. It was made as an upgrade to D2 crewwear. But yeah, so I have this Para 3 right here. You know, Spydercos, like them or love them, great ergonomics and just great work knives. Like they're gonna do really good work. You know, that's the thing. Still in bed, not carrying anything, but I'll have my Chavez Scapegoat and Liberation Street today. Fire, bro. Yeah, so this one is in crew wear. I couldn't find this one anymore, the all black out one. It's really nice that Fox got it. A really cool knife. And he also loaned me this one, which is a Paramilitary 2 in the Mets colors. That's what Fox said this is. This is Mets colors. I thought it was Goku because I am a nerd. And again, this one's in Rex 45, all right? Again, right? Spyderco, you know what I'm saying? Whether you love them or hate them, these are great work knives. Like the ergonomically, this is still one of the best grips in the game. See, Echo D said that's Goku Para 2. That's exactly what I fucking said. Fox told me it's Mets, bro. I was like, I like my way better. yeah, I mean, the Para 3 and the Paramilitary 2, you know, I've held so many knives in my hands. This is still one of the best grips in the game, and this one. Even today, dude. Which is insane, you know? Like, it kind of made me remember. I'm like, oh yeah, they make really good like work knives, you know what I mean? They make really, even this one, man, so you can get a yellow one. This is a special edition with the orange fade here. You can get just a plain yellow FRN with Magna Cut for like $152 on Blade HQ right now. And yeah, good ergos, you know, like you don't want to spend over $200. If you think about like, yeah, I'm going to use this knife a lot. Not like for me. You know what I mean? This is not something that I'm like, oh, I need to get it. I need to get it because I don't do a lot of work with my knives. So this is not. But for someone that does, I think it's a pretty good deal. You know, drop a y'all think about that, man. I was thinking about that the other day. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, that's crazy. I can't get down with Spyderco. Someone had a blicky to my head and I had to buy Spyderco. It would be a shaman. Shaman's good. Why not? You just don't like the aesthetics of it. It's certainly not going to win any, you know, fashion shows or pageants. You know what I mean? It's not like a, you know, they're not baddies. You know what I'm saying? I take my salt out on a boat. Yo, I would too. But that's what I mean. It's like, you know, if I had to do like work, right? If I had to do work, probably Spyderco would be good. You know, I'd probably go Spyderco. Like if they had a Benchmade, they had a bunch of brands, right? You know, maybe Benchmade 940, Spyderco Para 3, Spyderco Paramilitary 2. You know what I mean? They had a bunch of knives and like, oh, you got to just cut tape and cut rope and cut, you know, like a bunch of shit like all day. I'd probably grab a PM too, right? You know, where I'm just going to be constantly cutting shit. I'd probably grab a PM too, dude, with like some kind of steel that's good, you know? It's weird. In that kind of classic knife category, I would take my 940 over a PM too. Really? That's crazy because I've held 940s before and like I was like always like maybe because I'm uneducated, right? When I first tried them, I was always like, oh, this is the knife that everyone gives mad props for. But then I'm just like, I've always felt that Spydercos were slicier. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe I just haven't done enough hard use with like my knives to know. That's why I don't consider myself an expert in this, you know. This is just like an opinion to a casual person. So I never, you know, I mean, I can tell you if the shit's fashionable, you know what I mean? I prefer PM2 to my bug out as work knife and probably will grab one soon in S45 in my Carta. Damn, dude. Does anyone have a paramilitary? Like they just released that not too long ago, right? That's like, it's not the paramilitary too. It's like the paramilitary, right? Or something. Yeah. Oh, no, it's just the two. What? I thought they had a paramilitary. The para is three. The paramilitary two. I thought they were going to release the paramilitary. Isn't that what they were going to do? Am I wrong on this? I thought I heard about this. Can't hard use compression lock for too long. It starts digging into your palm for a while. Interesting. Oh, the military too. Thank you so much, Matt Hoff. I appreciate you, bro. See, my friends always got my back. You know what I mean? They always got my back, bro. So, like, what's the difference with it? Like, it's just bigger or something? It's S30V. Damn, $196 for this shit? Crazy. How long is it? 9.5 inches overall length. Blade length 4 inches. Damn, you could fuck shit up, bro, with that. So it's just bigger. Interesting. Very interesting. Tactical Terry. Shout out to Tactical Terry, dude. I don't think I've ever seen you in the chat before. Shout out to you, man, for dropping that knowledge. I always go to my audience for the knowledge, bro. But yeah, it's interesting, man. I was thinking about that the other day while I was shooting videos. And this is pretty much the view that you get when you watch my Instagrams or my TikToks. This is the view right here. I'm just in front of, I have a stand here with like a little lamp thing on it. And I put my phone in the middle and I'm just like looking at knives. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, yo, man, the Spyderco makes some good work knives, bro. You know what I'm saying? It makes some really good work knives. And I was like, oh, you know, they still have that place. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie, though. I think Spyderco has the most toxic, like, fandom, though. Like, they're just relentless, bro. Like, they're just crazed. You know, I would consider them, like, in anime, the worst fandom is, like, for My Hero Academia. I would consider Spyderco fans and My Hero Academia fans. It is the same kind of mentality. Not all of them are like that, of course, but the ones loudest online are just crazy. I'm like, what the fuck? But I'm a fan too. I'm a fan as well. Like, I like Spyderco's, dude. I actually think I should have more of them. The work knife is the Sebenza. It's literally in the name. Like, bro, if it's not TRK, like, Ian is just like, nah. He's like, that's not a knife. That's not a knife. And then he takes out a Zahn. And he's like, this is a knife. Gale Bradley and M4 is a good one. Yeah, I had the Gale Bradley too. I gave it away to one of you guys. Oh, that reminds me. Everyone tune in on Monday night. That's when I'll do the giveaway for the 15K. I know it took a long time. But I'll do it on Monday night. So everyone be there. I'll give away a bunch of shit and get some stuff shipped out next week, probably, is what I'll try to do. But let's do that on Monday night. Kelly's not going to be here to eat the balut, though. I'm sorry about that. Like, I don't know when we're going to do that. Her schedule is just, she got home last night at like 11:30 p.m. I'm like, holy shit. New zero tolerance 0640. Let's look that up. Is it out already? Is it on the BHQ? Check it out. Boom. Oh, it's not. Wait, you said new 0640? What you mean? I mean, if it's just, you know, if it's not CRK, it's Tactile, Arcane, Chavez, or now Vero. I thought you don't like Vero, right? Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to another episode of the Everyday City Carry Podcast Live. Remember, if you want to get your topics on the show, just send me an email at everydaycitycarry@gmail.com. That's what Fox did. He sent me something on Instagram, the Cavizo link, things like that that we could have fun with doing together on the show. Just hit me up, everydaycitycarry@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram. Just shoot me a DM or any of my platforms, honestly. But I think Instagram or the email is probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. But thank you so much, guys, for tuning in today. I appreciate it. Much love to all of you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. This is your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry saying peace.